This is Flix, and I'm the film snob, Chris DeShiel. Hello, everyone. I'm back after a year of reruns because I couldn't record at the radio station during the pandemic. This film snob and Luddite has learned how to record Flix at home. During the past year, movie theaters have been closed for the most part. So in putting together a list of my favorites from 2020, they're almost always not films that I watched on a big screen, but on various streaming platforms on television. Today, as is my annual tradition, I want to mention just four movies at the top of my 2020 list of favorites. Kelly Reichardt is committed to portraying people and their environments with a quiet, patient attention and persistence. Her latest film is called First Cow. First Cow tells the story of a young man named Otis, played by John Magaro, who was working as a cook for fur trappers in the Oregon Territory in 1820. Otis, nicknamed Cookie, meets a Chinese immigrant named King Lu, played by Orion Lee, who is on the run after killing a man. Lu hides out with Cookie, and they become friends. Eventually, they learn that a milk cow, the first in the region, has been transported to the area by a rich English landowner. They secretly milk the cow in order to make biscuits to sell to the local trappers and settlers, and the biscuits become quite popular since they taste so much better than the food people are used to in that wilderness region. First Cow becomes a drama about private property and the threat of violence that enforces it, while Reichardt stays close to the limited point of view of her struggling characters. Her precise focus stays small in order to intensify the reality. And in First Cow, she transports us to a past we can't forget, one that is profoundly reflective of the present. The bizarre creative vision of Charlie Kaufman emerges again in his new film, I'm Thinking of Ending Things. Jesse Buckley plays Lucy, a self-conscious intellectual whose inner voice questions the meaning and value of everything in her life, including her new boyfriend Jake, played by Jesse Plemons, a young man whose saturnine moodiness conceals a wide range of literary knowledge. They drive through a snowstorm to visit Jake's parents, and throughout the story, we're confronted with questions as to whether or not what we're seeing is real or imagined, who our point of view character really is, and in general, the mysteries of self and other, loneliness and relationship. The movie's entire texture, and especially the dialogue, is surging with ridiculous paradoxes and slippery metaphors. This unbalanced sense of reality can be very funny, but it's also scary as hell. I confess that I love puzzle films about consciousness and identity, and this one hooked me in, but also shook me. The ultimate meaning will become apparent when you think back on it. In the meantime, I'm Thinking of Ending Things has left your mind blown. Portrait of a Lady on Fire, a film by Celine Sciamma, is a remarkably intimate and elegant drama about a woman artist in the 18th century who is hired to surreptitiously paint the portrait of a countess's daughter to help facilitate her marriage to a nobleman. It all takes place on a windswept island off the coast of Brittany, and the film is so beautiful and vibrant that it seems like a painting in motion. The artist and the lady, in a time when romantic relations between women were never openly acknowledged, find themselves in love, but their brief paradise is, of course, temporary. Consolation comes from their belief that happiness lies not in the amount of time together, but in cherished memories. And finally, Eliza Hittman wrote and directed an outstanding film called Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always. It's about a 17-year-old girl named Autumn who discovers that she's pregnant and that she can't get an abortion in Pennsylvania without parental consent. Her cousin Skylar gets them bus fare and goes along with her to New York City. The rest of the film consists of their long and arduous ordeal, going through red tape and various setbacks in Autumn's quest for an abortion. The film is notable, first of all, for assuming an unambiguous pro-choice stance, instead of trying to treat it as a both-sides issue, like most films have done. Even more importantly, the film's script and style are honest and true to life, which is aided immeasurably by the performances of the lead actresses, newcomer Sidney Flanagan and Talia Ryder. The hesitancies and difficulties in expressing how they feel are moving and utterly true to life. Here's a film that quietly allows the experiences of young women to speak for themselves. And here's to a new year of movies, and hopefully of greater freedom. To all of you, I wish a safe and happy cinematic 2021.
This has been Flix, and I'm the Film Snob.